Das Demonkraft ist schwarz.
We learn in the first Mishnah that they should sochiv shaloi hoya ba'ilamoi is potum min ha'ibum and it patters the tzara. So the Mishnah, the Perek Sheni, is coming to mevayr the halachas and they should sochiv shaloi hoya ba'ilamoi. The reason that the Tana waited till the second Perek, it's not the order of the Mishnah and Gansen, but because and shaloi hoya ba'ilamoi is a whole machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon, when it patters the Tzorah and when not, Yibim v'achar kach noilad, noilad v'achar kach Yibim, like we'll see in the Mishnah is later. So the Tana separated to a separate Mishnah. So we'll see the Mishnah. Keitzad eish esochiv shaloi hoyo ba'ilomoy. Shnei achim, v'meis echod mehem, v'noilad lohem ach, v'achar kach Yibim, asheni eish esochiv. This is the case that all of the Tanoim are masking. Reuven v'Shimon, Reuven dies, Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibu. And then Shimon dies, the Meis, the second brother, Harishoino, the one that was married to Reuven, Yoiches Mishum Eishes Ochiv Shalohi Oboi Lomoi. V'Ashnio, the wife of Shimon, she's Pturo Mishum Tzorosa. Also, B'Maimer v'Meis, Shnio Choyletzes V'Loi Misya Bemes. But if Shimon didn't do a Yibum, he only did a Maima, so then she's not Mamesh Koni to him, Eishes Reuven. So Eishes Reuven is Potur Shalai Rabbi Lamar for Levi. But Tzoroso is only Tzoras Balas HaMaima, she's not Tzoras a real Erve, so Chiletzes V'Loi Misya Bemes. This is the Mishnah. So just to be Madgish, and the Pshat in the Mishnah, the Aloch is Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, Levi is born. Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies. Levi cannot do Yibum to the wife of Reuven that was married to Shimon. She's Shaloi Hoya Boi Lomoi when he was born. Is Shaloi Hoya Boi Lomoi. And she patters a Tzorah. Our Mishnah is a reingesetzt, that the Mishnah is talking in the case that Reuven did Yibum, and Reuven died. Shimon did Yibum, Reuven died. Reuven died, Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum. Abelu Yitzir Levi will be born. Lu Yitzuyah, Levi will be born after Shimon did Yibum. This we'll see later as a whole machlekes. The Tanakame holds, Avade Levi could do Yibum. The only reason it's called Shaloi Hoya Boi Lomoi, while Levi is born after Reuven has died, before Shimon did Yibum. That's the Mishnah. Keitzad Eishesochim Shaloi Hoya Boi Lomoi, Shneyachim V'meis Echod Mehem, ונוילד לא אמח, ואחר כך יהיה במשני. אבל לא יצויר, רובן דייד, שימן דד ייבום, and then Levi is born, then the הלוך is, that בחי גבנה, you could do ייבום. This is the reason, the Tana, the Mishnah. So if someone will ask, and I'm not gishit, because Rashi speaks, it out, בתוך כדי הדבורים דו. Why the Tana Davka says that the whole reason Levi cannot do Yibum is because he was born after Reuven died, before Shimon did Yibum, and Levi was born, and now Shimon did Yibum, so Levi can't do Yibum. But Lo Yitzuyah, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and Levi is born, you could do Yibum. The answer is, because then Levi is coming, Mikoyach Shimon. Reuven died, Shimon did Yibum, now Levi is coming, Mikoyach Shimon. So why, if Reuven dies and Shimon does Yibum and then Levi is born, Levi is coming Mikoyach Shimon? So why when Reuven dies and Levi is born and then Shimon does Yibum, Levi cannot do Yibum? That's what we spoke out in the first Perek. And Rebbe Cholon said, it's Nesro, who is an andere Nuschoes, not Mitzad Nesro, Mitzad, she has a shame Shalaya Ba'ilamai. Bez Hashem, we'll see it in the Sugis in Yudches Yutes. But this is Loshen Rashi, we'll see the Rashi inside. Keitzel is Yisoro Shalaya Ba'ilamai Perter Tzoroso, Noilad Lo'emach, Umetzos Kuko Le'ibu. This is what Rashi explains. And when Levi was born, she was Zokuk to Levi, Machmas Ruven, just he couldn't do it. And she became also mitzad shalaya ba'ilamoi. And after she became also mitzad shalaya ba'ilamoi, now Shimon does yibum, and Shimon dies, so Levi can't do yibum. See Loshon Rashi weiter. V'achak achiv v'ashen yaseh shesochiv v'lo isha arishoino zu eish esruven shenofna lefon of kvar. That wasn't a filah to Levi mikoyach Ruven, so b'meile given an esro. יויצו וניפטר המזו משום מסוחם שלא יהיה בו אילומוי. עושה בזה השן עם מיימר ומייס, ולא הספיק לכאן צועד שמייס, שני יכול לצס, ולא מיפטר משום צורה סרווה, דלאב צורוס או ממשי, ולא מיסיה במס, דמיימר כהנה במקצרס ואה בצורה סרווה במקצרס מדרבונו. זה נורא זה שטר כדיוק דוין רשי. בעצם המשנה says the simple הלוכב שלא יהיה בו אילומוי. Ruven, Shimon, Ruven dies, Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum, Shlei Ba'ilam and Patas the Tzor. But if Shimon didn't do Yibum, he only did Maima, and he dies. So Levi can't marry Eishes Ruven because it's Shlei Ba'ilam, but it doesn't Patas the Tzor. Why it doesn't Patas the Tzor? Because it's only a Maima. So what if it's only a Maima? So what is the answer? So what if it's only a Maima? So what, but Lemais is a Maima. So Lemais is she's married to Shimon. So why she doesn't Patas the Tzor? What? Because Midai Raisa is garnished. Midai Raisa, she's never married to Shimon. So b'meile, Eishes Ruven is potum yibum, but Eishes Shimon is chayv yibum. Midai Rabbanon, she is married. Midai Raisa, she's not married. That's the pashtus. Look in Rashi. Rashi says something else. Look in Rashi. Shni achoy letzes v'loy misya b'emes. Why she's not potu? Rashi has a kasha. Why she has to have chalitza? Be potu. So I would answer like all of you answered. She's not potu. Why she's not potu? Van midai raisa. She's not married to Shimon. Rashi says something else. Look in Rashi. Shniach eletzes veloy miftere mishum tzoras erve. Why? So you answer the rabbanon. Rashi says the last tzoras erve mamashi. That's what he means? That's what he means? This is the way you write. Shmuley, you would write like this, I would not write like this.
Next Rashi, even worse.
Look at next Rashi. Look next. Veloy misya bemes, the maimar koine mixas, the avitzoras erve be mixas. I don't read to that. The maimar koine mixas, the avitzoras erve be mixas. Rashi al arif, the word with the rabbanon is not there. Rashi al arif. Also here, I think you could erase it. Why? The Maimar Koine Mikzas. One second. Maimar Koine Mikzas, we have it Tzoras Erve. Not Tzoras Erve be Mikzas. Midai Raise, she's not a Tzoras Erve at all. And Midai Rabbanon, she's completely a Tzoras Erve. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says something else. You know why she's potter? Like Rashi, she's Tzoras Erve be Mikzas. Mikzas means midai raise bichlalo, midai rabbanon in ganzen, and brera.
Why is she the mikzas? Because of the
rabbanon. No. Not sure she's in ganzen midai
rabbanon.
I'm asking after that. This is a deichad. So they're going to give shot. So yeah, some learn like you to go back. It's meduyek in this Rashi. It's meduyek in the Rashi. The Rashi al Arif for sure. If you're not good at the word with the Rabbanon, that Maimar, even if Maimar is the Raise, even if Maimar is the Raise. It's only koine b'miktsas. If Maimar is the Raise, it's koine b'miktsas. Azay is the Maisa Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down Loshon HaRambam in Perik Hey Aloch Ebeiz. Maimar af al pi she'eino koine b'yevo mekinyan gomur eino nazes ki ishto le'atzricho get. Avol tzricho chalitza. The Rambam brings down our Gemara. He says, "Also, may be a vintoi. Harei Levi choylet the tzaroso she'ein a maimer koine be a vintoi kinyan gomur k'moy shebiarnu." If you see the pirush haMishnayos leRambam, it's mefurish and pirush haMishnayos leRambam. Now I want to say, it's two shittas. Some shittas hold that maimer is the reise, it's not the rabbanon. How mechateisa maimer will help me the reise, because the Gemara says kesef v'bia goyim rimbo and bia goyim erezbo. More in Kiddushin Yudalet, Bayos Nundalet. Beer goimerbo, ve'ein kesef ve'shtar goimrimbo. Only beer helps by Yevamo. Beer goimerbo, the more in Kiddushin Yudalet, ve'ein kesef ve'shtar goimrimbo. Aber meiner is epis. Meiner is epis. And if you have a suffix, look in Rashi, Yutesa Mudalev, the last Rashi, one line. Yutesa Mudalev in the bottom. Also be maimer choyletzes, de loy oli maimer lishvu yetzor as erve, le meifak beloy klum. So they learn pshat in Rashi, maimer is koina midoy reise, no vos. I know the kashas. Without that, we never had a tzadar as the Rabbonon. I'm out of the pashtas, so soon as the Rabbonon. Tzadar is a very modern arichas during the Gemara. Right? You hold your base, the Gemara is like a double Gemara there. Look at your base. Look at the Lashon Es Rashi there. So I'm saying like this. I don't want, it's not the sugya, I just want it to be madgish. The Welt says that in two nuschos, some learn like we take out the word the Rabbanon, and we learn that Maimer is going to be mixas midai reise. Azei is mashma in Arambam. Azei is mashma, and if you like the Girs in the Rashi, Al Arif, and the Muki Yosef, it's take. It's something little, midai reise, it's going a little bit. And alone as in Rashi. Avada could be the maimer is going to midai reise, but you know, in the Teire, it's black and white. It's no musik, it's koine ktsas. It's koine ktsas. Or the other name. The pshat, it does epis, and she's not muter lashuk, but that epis is matzrich, that patters the tzore meivum and doesn't patter mechalitza, it's takone de rabbono. Dehainu, the etzem kinyan ktsas is the reise. The gather of the maimer that it's koine, it's a ktsas kinyan, midai reise. Rabbonon, so, I don't know if there's enough kaminas in that ktsas, maybe that she needs a get. That may that she's not a tzoras erve gemura, she's a chatzit tzoras erve. That could be mid rabbanon. The gedorim could be mid rabbanon that she could patter the tzoro and that she could be tzoras eshesh lemeisim. All the things are mid rabbanon. And if you look good in the sugya of yud beis, it's kimat mefurish in the sugya yud beis. I'm saying again, normal milaren pshat that maimer is the rabbanon mid reise, it's nothing. And the pshat in the sugi here that mid reise, she's not a tzoras erve, she's only a tzoras erve mid rabbanon because maimer is the rabbanon. And you have to know kach lomdu harbe. But the diyukim in Rashi, the diyukim in the Rambam, when he brings down the salonch and the pirush haMishnayos is mashma that could be maimer is koine mid reise. The meiri here already is kimat mefurish hazei shah maimer koine mid reise be mikzas. She koine be mikzas mid reise. Not the The Maimer is going to be the Reise be Mikzas. Weil it's going to be the Reise be Mikzas. Weil it's going to be the Reise be Mikzas. The Mele, but that Mikzas mit der Reise, that Mikzas mit der Reise cannot really part of the Torah. What it could part of the Torah, that is only a Din der Rabbanan. Zog die Gemore. Omar Rav Nachman. Man de toni reshoin oloi mishtabesh. Man de toni shni oloi mishtabesh. I guess in the Mishnah is reshoin. And the Gemore explains. Man de toni reshoin oloi mishtabesh. Mai reshoin oloi reshoin oloi nefile. The one that fell the first time, and now she fell the second time. So she's potu mitzad shere herba ilomoi, and she patted the tzorah. Man de toni shnir le mishtabesh, mai shnir le nesuim. She's the second wife of the second brother. Frag di gemore mechateze, she's the second wife. Milo yaskinen, the yibem ve'achar kach konas. First he was meyabem eishes ruven, and then he married the second wife. Elo mai shnir le nesuim, but it's the second time that she's married. Zog di gemore, eishes ochiv shaloi hoyo bo'i lomoi heichek sive. What is the kasha of the Gemara? Avu state in the Torah that Yibum is only lehoyo bo'ilamoy. You have to miyabe meishasach. Doesn't have to mean it when you're born. You're born later, you're born before. Omar Rab Yudah, Omar Rav, Omar Kro, ki yeishu achim yachdov. Shoyso lehem yeshiva achas bo'ilom. Prat leishasochiv shelo yoyo bo'ilom. Yachdov, miyuchodim benachlo. Prat leochiv minayim. So was in the Gemara. Eish sochiv shelo yoyo bo'ilom, yeich eksive. Avu shteit in teire, that dafka if they sit together, that they have to be born together, they have to be living together in the same world. Zlacha mitzvah of Yibu. Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Rav, Omar Kro, ki yeishu achim yachdov. שאיזו להם ישיבה אחס בוילום, פרט לאיש הסורם שלו בוילום, יחדוב, מיוחדים בנחלו, פרט לאוכל מנהם. דרשש is busy with the lotion יחדוב. נכון, the Gemara first darshans כי ישו אחים, and then she darshans יחדוב. So he takes out the word יחדוב. אומר קרוא כי ישו אחים, שאיזו להם ישיבה אחס בוילום, פרט לשוי בוילום, יחדוב, מיוחדים בנחלו, פרט לאוכל מנהם. He takes out the word יחדוב, דרשש. Could be the chashas. First, you bring the whole pasuk, and then you darshan him. The meiri mashma that the drosha has to go with the yachdov. Ki yesh v'achim yachdov shoyzlam yeshiva yachad ba'olam. For the gemara darshan's yachdov miyuchadim benachlo. But that's the gemara. So as a ored of a pshat, the gemara says, how you know shelohaya ba'olamai? The mitzvah is only shelohaya ba'olamai. שנאמר כי ישבו אחים יחדוב שאיסו להם ישיבו אחס באוילום. So how you read the Gemara? איש אסוכיב שלו יהויו באוילומוי היך אקסיבה. What is the cash of the Gemara?
It's butter.
איש אסוכיב שלו יהויו באוילומוי. How we know that the mitzvah's yibum is only when you're together in the world? The mitzvah is only when you're together in the world. How you know that the mitzvah is only when you're together in the world? Maybe the mitzvah is even when he's born later. How we know that the mitzvah is only when it's yachdov? Shtey that the mitzvah is when it's yachdov. What is the mokah? What is the mokah that the mitzvah is only when it's yachdov? And Rashi says amot nezach. Eish esochiv shelaboy lo eich eksive leisure. Well, we're looking for an isu. We're looking to know that there's a mitzvah only when it's yachdov. I understand if there's no mitzvah, the isur comes back. But when the Gemara asks a kasha, eish esochiv shelo yoyo bo'ilom yeich eksive. What is the kasha? Avu state that yibum is only if they're together in the world, right? That's the Gemara's kasha.
That's the kasha. So, she's always there.
So, right? Not also, there is no mitzvah. Maybe it's no, one second. No, forget about isur. I don't want, I have to do the mitzvah or not. Forget about Avega, the guy doesn't.
Well, wash is different. You don't know
what's that. It's a I don't have to do it, right?
That's also.
But when there's no mitzvah, it's also. Yeah. Deshesach comes back, or it doesn't come back. Why would the Shechet Deshesach comes back again? It's a Tetzah. If there's no mitzvah, Deshesach. The Noisef, it's also the Noisef is a mitzvah. But the Gemara says a story should be lomoy heich eksive. So I want to tell you, even if you're right that in the Toitzah it becomes also, Rav Nochem said, even if you're right, that in the Toitzah it becomes also, Rashi didn't have to say nothing. Rashi is coming and saying, maybe you're not chapshat in the sugya. Rashi, chapshat also. This is for sure shver. I know that if she's not zokik, she's also. If Rashi would keep, when the Gemara is asking a kasha, what's she trying to first figure out? That it's not zokik leibu, not that it's also. I'm asking you, Shaila, what the Gemara is trying to find out now. Don't look at Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. What are we trying to find out? Avuda is no Zika. This is what we're trying to find out. I'm speaking about herself. I said again, I'm asking that if there's no mitzvah in the end, kum tzurika yisur eishesach. I know that the Yisro Eishesach will come back if there's no mitzvah. Rashi doesn't have to say it. Rashi doesn't have to say it. There's an extra word here in Rashi. And even though the sugya is handling Nefilah Shniya Be'etzem, and in Nefilah Shniya Be'etzem, the Iker part is that it's a Isu. It's not, say Malabatish, the Iker part in Nefilah Shniya is, our Mishnah is not discussing Be'etzem if she's a Mitzvah Sivim or not. Our sugya is not discussing if it's a Mitzvah or not. Our sugya is Be'etzem discussing that if she was married to Shimon, and now she falls, I can't do Yibum al Shimon because she's also al Tzruvim. Avada, Avada, it's only the Mishnah. Avada. I'm just reading the Gemara. I'm not asking, I'm answering. I'm just reading together the Gemara. I'm saying, Bepashtes, the Gemara is asking, Eishesorim Shalai Bo'ilomoy, Eichekseve. The Gemara is trying to find out the Ptur, if Shalai Hoya Bo'ilomoy, that is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is dafka yachdov. If it's not yachdov, it's no mitzvah. If it's not yachdov, it's no mitzvah. This is what the Gemara is trying to find out. And we made the Gemara, Rashi doesn't have to say leisure. I'm asking that Avade, our sugi is not handling now the mitzvah alone. Our sugi is not handling now the mitzvah. The sugi is really handling the nefilah shniya. If you potur machmas the isur of shalaya ba'ilamai, but Ravada, when the Gemara is telling the pasuk, the Gemara is telling the pasuk on the mitzvah alei. Shkupet. And while the Gemara is telling, is a ora in Rashi. I'm ora ora. You could say lavdavka. I said better with Rashi. We're not write nothing. The Vayyad lemais it's again the sugi leisur. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, in the Hemshech HaSugye, we'll see the Divrei Rashi Mechuvonim. And I'm saying again, it's not stand the Divrei Rashi Mechuvonim. Rav Nochum said it's called the Or Gedoilo, because Rashi did not have to say it. Everyone understands that the Mele. Ari the Gemara doesn't bring down a Pasuk Be'etzem. I mean, Ari the Gemara says there is no mitzvah, the Mele is a Yisur. The Gemara Taki doesn't bring down the Hemshech of the Drosha that it's also. This is Oyes Cheshvin Alein. Rashi would not say nothing, everyone will know what is going on here. Rashi came and said words that Shalik Pshutoi, it's a mockum to say a pshat. Avada. All the Deichke Tirutzin that you're saying, Avada me can zogendos. I'm not saying, noch out for all of these Deichke Tirutzin would be better that Rashi would just not say nothing. I'm not explaining, but if you want to explain like this, Gemara, you know how much Rashi you could have. It's mamish the Leike Pshutoi. The Leike Pshutoi. Ver betas Rashi. The Hemshech HaSugya Be'ez Hashem will have a pshat in Rashi. So the Gemara dashes kiyesh ve'achim yachdov shoyisu lem yeshiva achas bo'ilom. Yachdov miyuchodim benachlo. Miyuchodim benachlo. Lama zan teisves. Eish esochiv shelo hoyo bo'ilom o yeich eksive. Vim toimar teipuk lei midichsiv darchei o darkei neyam. Umayitai meavdin en meisim kechayim linyan yovo meperig yesh mutorois. What is teisves kasha? The Gemara is saying there is no mitzvah yibum if you shalai hoya ba'ilamai. That's for sure the Gemara is talking about. Frek Teisus, if this is what the Gemara is talking about, there is no mitzvah yibum, teipuk li mitzad darchinoya. I could learn now there is no mitzvah yibum and shalai hoya ba'ilamai mitzad darchinoya. And even Sidon of Kemina Zaktaisis, but it's Mashman the Gemara that she was looking for a mocker that is no mitzvah sibum and shalai hoya ba'ilamai. Zaktaisis, I could learn it out from Darchinoya. And here's the Shaila, how to learn Pshat and Taisus. How to learn in Taisus. Taisus says that I could figure it out from Darchinoya. I could figure it out from Darchinoya. How I'll figure it out from Darchinoya? Val is a din darcheo darchinoyam. From that aloch of darchinoyam, I could figure out that you don't have to do a yibum l'shaloi hoyo ba'ilamoy. How? How mitzad darchinoyam, I will figure out that you don't have to do yibum if you are not together in the same world. Taisa says I could figure out, even without the mute, and shaloi hoyo ba'ilamoy, I could figure out that you don't have to do yibum if you were born later, mitzad darchinoyam. How I could figure it out mitzad darchinoya? Number three. How I could figure it out mitzad darchinoya? So we have to know, it's two drochim merkozios to learn in Teisus. Teisus Arosh, shteit azeh. I will ask you a kasha. What would be if a bidah aloche that is no din shahaya ba'ilamai. If the halacha would be that you do yibum even l'shaloi haya ba'ilamai, so what would happen then? Your brother dies, and no one else is in the world. He doesn't have brothers. He doesn't have brothers. 10 years later, the mother of that brother had another baby. So what happens over this whole 10 years? What happens over the 10 years? Again, Reuven dies, he doesn't have a brother. 10 years later, Shimon is born. Without the pasuk of Shalahel Ba'ilamai, Shimon will do Yibum, even though he was born 10 years later. Kozman Shimon is not born, what would have to be? Zog de Teisus HaRosh, the Yavama is not allowed to get married, she has to be Choshesh, maybe eventually will be born another brother, and Bemeida she'll be skuka to him. So, I'm saying over Teisa Rosh. If you saw the Teisa Rosh, you have a kashim in the Gemara. It's later. Bow. Saw the Teisa Rosh. So what would be lo yitzuya without the miut of shalayhaya ba'ilamai? Without the miut of shalayhaya ba'ilamai. So Reuven dies, and the Val has no brothers. She would have to wait, or she would not have to wait. Zog de Teisa Rosh, she would have to wait. Zog de Teisa Rosh, she would have to wait. Till, maybe, but, so till when she can't get married? Till the father dies. Both parents. It's not if the father dies. If the mother gets married to someone else, it's not Achmin Av. Till the father dies. As I Zog de Teisa Rosh. B'meile zog de teisa rosh, teisa means to ask. It's not darke noyam. If she has to wait so long, so not nice. Lo yale al adas, it's not nice. So I don't need a pasuk. Shh, no. I don't need a pasuk that if Shimon is born 10 years later, Shimon can do yibum. Because if Shimon could do yibum in 10 years later, she has to wait. Maybe one day will be a Shimon. So every person, every lady, she loses her husband that she doesn't have kids, she can't get married now. She has to daven that her father-in-law will die. Because Kozman, he doesn't die, she can't get married. Maybe one day he will marry someone, and maybe one day he will have a kid, and then she will have to wait another 13 years till that big kid will be Roile Ibum. She could never get married. Sinishkin Darkinoya? Sinishkin Darkinoya? She will have to wait? Sinishkin Darkinoya? As I learned the Teisa Rosh Pshat. So Teisa's kasha was typically mitzad darkinoyam dahainu. Without the alochev shlo yoboilomo yespotu, zog the Teisa Rosh, you have to wait. How long? Maybe one day someone will be born. And the same thing without darkinoyam, if someone has kids, she can't get married. Maybe the kids will die. She will have to wait. Till, don't know what. She will never get married. Even if he has kids, maybe the kids will die. Maybe they have to be two. I don't know the shiur, chazoket. As they zog the Teisa Rosh. See the Teisa Rosh inside. The Ramban and Rabbi Kiva Eger are choylek on the Teisa Rosh. The Ramban and Rabbi Kiva Eger are choylek on the Teisa Rosh. And the Ramban and Rabbi Kiva Eger say, nay. Avad, there was no hava mina, she will have to wait. There's no hava mina, she will have to wait. Avad, she's allowed to get married. If there's no brothers, she's allowed to get married. If Shimon is born, she will have to leave the husband that she got married to. Sinishkin Darkinoyam, she will have to leave. So again, we have a machlekes Teisus HaRosh with Ramban and Rav Kiva Eiger Pshat and Teisus HaKashe. Teisus HaRosh learns that without the miyotam shloheba ilamoi, not only when the new brother is born he will do yibum, she'll be also to the shuk till he's born. She's also to the shuk till he's born. So frek Teisus, what is Teisus HaKashe? She's anyway also. She can't get married to no one anyways. Oh, but it's not that command that she has to wait so long. The Ramban of Kibbeg says she doesn't have to wait. So what is Teisus HaKashe? Oh, but it's not that Kinoya that in 10 years she will have to leave. Rashi Pesayin also says, like the Ramban of Kibbeg. So Nishkin Dar Kinoya that she will have to leave. So we have a Yesedis Dike Machlekes Pshat and Teisus HaKashe. And Be'etzim, it's a Yesedis Dike Machlekes. And before the Miut of Shalahaya Ba'ilamai, what would happen? She would have to wait. She would not have to wait. Teisus HaRosh says, without the mute of Darkenoam, she has to wait. But made a fact, I don't need a pasuk that she doesn't have to wait. Mitzad Yachdov, as Darkenoam, she doesn't have to wait. Ramban and Reb Kiva Eiger learn Pshat Nei, and there's no tzad that she has to wait. So what is Teisus HaKashe? So it's no problem, it's no Darkenoam. So, but out the pasuk, when he'll be born, she will have to leave. Rashi says, Chalitza the Rishonim say, he has to leave. Ramban says he has to leave. What he has? Why not? She has to leave. If she wants, she can do chalitza. Could be. Say it. Could be not. Could be. She yivom shazin so asur lebailo. Can't say. Rashi pesayin says chalitza. But Ramban says. See the Ramban say. The Ramban says. Ramban says she has to leave. She's a shesish. Teisa says in after zayin that erva says shesish doesn't pater from ibum. Teisa after zayin explains because biyodi letaken she becomes a erva later. But we have the yesedis dike machlekes. The bismeir and simet samaches and the maharit. They say shtei da grace machlekes, and we have to understand what is the machlekes. In Teisa saros state. In Teisus HaRosh state that without the miut and shelo ilomoi, if the husband dies, she has to sit and wait. Maybe her father-in-law will have another son, and she can't get married on them. Kozman is alive; she can't get married. Maybe. Meiles of Teisus, I don't need a pasuk. I'm sure I could have sinish kenoyam to wait forever. And the Ramban said, "No, she never had tzad that she has to wait." So what is Teisus HaKashe? Of a sinish kenoyam that tomorrow she will have to leave. Rashi calls the chalitza, the Ramban says she has to leave. What is the machlekes? Frek de Bismeir. That Teisus HaRosh was poshet that you have to wait. No, Avada, the Gzeiras HaKosuk, you don't have to wait. Darkenoyam, don't have to wait. And the Ramban, and Rashi, and Rav Kiva Eiger learned there is no salkedaito that you have to wait. But you tell me, with the chances that it will happen, there's some high chances that it will happen. What is the machlekes? What is the machlekes? The pshat is azay. Zog de Bismeir, the machlekes, this is a psiche to the sugis of Zika. The machlekes, what is the pshat? And the isu of the Shemeres Yovam. The Shemeres Yovam has an isu. The Shemeres Yovam has an isu to marry Lashuk. Right? Yevama is also chutzah, she's a mitzvah, she's married to the Yavam. Loisiyah eishes ameis chutzah, Yavama Yavo Yaleh. She's not allowed to marry out. She's a skuka. She has to marry the Yavam. What is the pshat that she's not allowed to marry out? She's skuka to the Yavam. Zokt the Bismeir is two tzdodim. Is one tzad that the Eishes HaMeis stays. And I will explain. Arei is a pasuk, when you divorce your wife, she's allowed to marry everyone else. The Gemara in Kiddushin has a pasuk, not only when you divorce your wife, if you die, your wife also is allowed to get married. It's a pasuk. When you divorce, when you die. Lamash, what if you don't divorce and you don't die and you disappear? Eliyahu Hanavi, you turn to become a malach. Rebel Chonon is mesupik if your wife is also Eishes Eliyahu. Sekund Rebel Chonon chalek beis, the whole simen. She's allowed to get married or not. Eliyahu Hanavi disappear. Zog Rebel Chonon, no, she's also. She doesn't have a husband. As a din, either he gets divorced, or when he dies. is a chalois malach hamoves, then it's matir. If he disappeared, all malach hamoves, zog de belchonon, eishes aliyo will be also. Eishes aliyo will be also. Eishes chanoich will be also. No, it's a gzeres hakosuf. When you die, it's mutar. Zog de posuk, only when you die, it's mutar. Aber lo yitzuyer, you die, and you have a yovam left over, then the Torah is not matir the eishes hameis. So when you die, and you have a yovam, the eishes hameis is not muta. While the Torah leaves the issues to the mess, to the yovam. This is called zike machmas hameis. The issues of the mess stays. Lefi dem zog de teis arosh. If there's a chance that there'll be a yovam in 10 years, so the ishus hameis hangs around. Das ist der aloch of yovam. The yovam gets the ishus hameis. The gather of zike is that the ishus hameis doesn't leave for the yovam. If it's a tzad, now the klolim of sveikes roiv, there's really different klolim. But if it's a 50 chance that he will have another kid, so on that tzad that he has another kid, the ishus will never leave. But when there'll be a kid. No, so it waits for that. Monavshach, why is Mitzvah Sibum later? Because the issues is left over to the mess. Mitzvah Be'etzim doesn't have to be matir. When is a yavam, the issues a mess doesn't go away for the yavam. So if later will be a yavam, the issues a mess doesn't go away. It waits for the yavam. The issues are missed, waits for the yovam. This is shita stasis arosh. This is the shita stasis arosh. Mashengim, the Ramban and Rab Kiveigel learn that the zike, zog the Bismeir, is not machmas the mess. The zike is machmas the chai. The guy dies, there's no more issues. A brother will be born in 10 years, so in that minute, Hashem, Hashomayim, gives a kind of issues. But because man, he was never born, can be a issues. If it's the issue Sames, so I said, like Eliyahu, no, even though he's not around, the issue stays. The mess, the issue stays. If it's no Yavam, there's no reason to leave it over. But if eventually it's a Yavam, so we leave it over to that Yavam. Zog de Sarosh, the Bali, can't get married. So man, if Nishkin Darke Noya, Mashenke, the Rishonim learn, it's no issues, Machmas the mess. The Zikr that will come to the Yavam is Machmas Achai. So even if later is a Yavam, and that time, she was allowed to get married. So, Lamoshal. So what is Nat Noyam? Is Nat Noyam, like Rashi says, that when the husband, she's married for 10 years, and then there'll be a Yavam, she will have to do Chalitza. Yeah? Shaitim Rashi, but if she wants to stay, she's allowed to stay. Shaitim say, she will have to go out. Rashi says she's allowed to stay. Why is she allowed to stay? Why is she not Yavam Shazinso? She's not Yavam Shazinso. She didn't have no Zikah then. From now, the Zikah starts. From now, Snish Beseidah. But was not a zike. Teis Arosh learns the zike alamol is from there. If it's a tzat that in 10 years he could do yibum, so that issues has to stay. So the tzat that he's born later was an issues the whole time. If zike is machmas achai, so while Kozman is not alive, is no zike. So even then later he will be born and he will be created and it will be a zike to him. But it will be a nuzach. It will not be the zike of later. Either way. Zog in the Rishonim, but the kasha is, so we can learn the taste like Teis Arosh, we can learn the taste like the Ramban. So Teis is, but either way, Saif, you have to wait. Saif, it's Michadash, but I don't need a pasuk. Typically, I see Nishkin Darkinoyam. So we'll say, why is not Darkinoyam if you Teis Arosh to wait so long on Nishkin Tav? If the Rishonim, she's mutter to get married, then she's Mizgane al Bailo. She has to leave her husband, isn't this shame? She has to leave her husband. Not nice. And Rashi says if she does chalitze, she's misgane al bailo. Kumen the Rishonim, Teis Arosh, and the Rashbo in the second teretz. Kumen the Rishonim, Teis Arosh, and the Rashbo. And the answer, Aposhta Teretz of Tesis is Kashin. Aposhta Teretz of Tesis is Kashin. Why you need a Postuk Tepi Le Mitzad Darkinoyam? Aposhta Teretz is more brothers. The brother died, there's 10 brothers around. She doesn't have to wait anyway. She has the other brothers that could do Yibum to her. She's not allowed to get married because she's cooking to the other brothers. And then there's a new brother born, he could do Yibum or not. Mitzad Darkinoyam is no problem. She was anyway waiting because the other brothers. She was anyway also to the Shuk. Zog de Gzeras HaKosuf, ki yesh v'achim yachta, that you can't do Yibum. Zog de Sarosh and the Rashbo, Tesis Kasha doesn't start. One is Tesis Kasha, Sinishkin Darkinoyam, says, you are Poshnaf Kemina, it's more brothers. B'meila, she's anyway not Osur LaShuk. And she's anyway, doesn't have to wait, people are taking care of her. Now, a new brother was born. On the Gzeras HaKosuf, this brother could have done Yibum. Zog the Gzeras HaKosuf, that he can't do Yibum. Azei zog Taisarosh and the Rashbo Givaldik Eteret. Zog Rab Kiveiger and the Chidushim and the Ksav HaChoysim and the Koivetz. The first piece. Freit Rab Kiveiger is such a fast Eteret, why Taisar didn't think about it? Zog Rab Kiveiger, Taisar Lashitosa, he cannot say it. Why? Taisar says in Daf Beis, Teis asa kasha, nida, it's not darchinoyam, should be also, if a yevama is a nida, she's also, then she becomes muter. Zogter, it's not considered chison darchinoyam. She's also to the whole world anyway. So it's no chison of darchinoyam. Zogter, he says, I have a shayla. A brother dies and he has four brothers. The first brother is married to the sister of the yevama. So he can do yibu. But the other three could do yibu. Then, that brother, his wife dies, so now he could do Yibum. The Gemara state that B'chai Gavne, you potu me Yibum, it's Nesro. Even the Loi Dachye Mai Beise. She was anyway inside the house. She was anyway with more brothers, and she was anyway not Mutar Lashuk. Zog Teises, Mikol Mokoyim, Ein Ze Darke Noyam, Shetachzer V'tizdakek, Lemi Sheniftero Imenu. So Teisa says, when it's four brothers, one of them is married to the Erve, to the Bitoy, to the Achis Isha. He's married to the Erve. He can't do Yibu. But the other three could do Yibu. And then that brother, his wife dies, so now you could do Yibu, so it's Nesro. Teisa says, Nesro is mitzad Darkinoyam. For Teisa, what is the problem of Darkinoyam? She was anyway Osur Lashuk. She was anyway Skuka. She anyway could not marry, exactly like our case. Again, we have a Yevama as four brothers. She can't get married as more brothers. She's anyway Skuka as more brothers. And one of them is also Achis Isha, and then his wife dies. Zog Teisus da Beza Mudalef, Ein Ze Darkin Noyam, Shetachzor Vetizdakek, Leze Sheniftero Aymenu. Zog Nam Kibbe Ege, so the man of Teisus can't answer that as more brothers. Ober Ein Ze Darkin Noyam, Shetachzor Vetizdakek, Leze Sheniftero Aymenu. So Zog Rab Kiveiger, this is the first piece of Rab Kiveiger. Zog Rab Kiveiger, I have a posh to taste as Leshitosei that you zayin amud beis, is Leshitosei from beis amud aleph, that ein ze darkinoyam shetachzo v'tizdakek v'zeh sheniftero imenu. Ba. This is the Rab Kiveiger, if you see in the Koivetz, the first piece. Rab Kiveiger ala Mishnayas, it's printed later in the Koivetz, brings down his own chiddush, and he says, shtusim. It doesn't start, Michlal. No shaykhs. Avade, ein ze darkinoyam shetachzo v'tizdakek leze sheniftero imenu. Avade, ein ze darkinoyam shetachzo. What is the shaykhs to hear? There was four brothers. One, she knows she doesn't have to marry. Again, she doesn't say hello to him. She starts to fight with him. She knows he's out of the picture. The other three, she's careful. She never knows. Then pitam, that guy that she thought that she doesn't need to know, pitam, this guy fought. By us, this brother was never born. What is no Darkinoyam here? What is no Darkinoyam? She thought she has five, now she has six, so what? Ein ze Darkinoyam im Tarzu v'tizdakek leze sheniftero imenu. But if it's not she Tarzu v'tizdakek leze sheniftero imenu, stand to mechadesh a Darkinoyam? It's no chison to mechadesh a Darkinoyam. I have Tzurik Nekashe. So why Teisus didn't answer like Teisarosh? Why Teis didn't answer like the second Teretz of the Rashbo? That is no Chison of Darkinoyam. We need a Pasuk in Eichetim Tze that is more brothers. That B'chai Gavne is no Chison of Darkinoyam. I need a Pasuk that is more brothers. B'chai Gavne is no Chison of Darkinoyam. and you can't answer what I wanted to answer, that ain't that can have shatas with his nagas and niftar aymenu. This is when she was niftar aymenu. Rebbe Ochbel brought a raya that Rabbi Kiveger is right, that it's not an answer, that the Rashbo that says here the answer, that it's more brothers and it's no chison of Darchinoyam, the Rashbo in Daf Memalev state, Behutra v'nesra v'chosra v'hutra tazra l'teira harishoin, zog the Rashbo, Yevomada was mutter, and she became also, and now she's mutter, so the Rashbo learns the mitzvah's Yibum doesn't come back, but the Ishisach also doesn't come back. Zog the Rashbo dear, even though it's more brothers, that brother that she became potur, she doesn't become zokuk again. Even below itchem ha'ebeise. She ain't zedar kinayim she tachzor v'dizdak l'zeh she nifterah imenu. Tine magia in the Rashbo, fake the kash, yeah? Ain't zedar kinayim she tachzor v'dizdak imenu. What is the answer? No shaykhs. So b'meile, we come tzorik tzor Rab Kiveh Eger's kash. So b'etzum we're holding now in Rab Kiveh Eger's kash. Teisus is asking a kash. Why are you the posuk and shalom herba ilomoi? Teipel him itzad dar kinayim. Either way, Zog Teisa Rosh in the Rashba Poshta Teretz, you know why it's not a Kasha? Because there's more brothers. So anyway, she's waiting. Anyway, she can't marry someone else. There's no Chisona Dachinoya. Such a glad Teretz. So why Teisa didn't answer it? So Rabbi Kiveger tried. Rabbi Kiveger himself says in the second shtickle that he's wrong in the first shtickle. So Rabbi Kiveger himself says there's a Chavishkin Teretz. So we have to answer. Zog the Welt. This is better a sikum of the sugya from Dar Kinoya. Shtei do in teisves pshat in the chakire. What is Dar Kinoya? Dar Kinoya is a new aloche, or Dar Kinoya is a pshat how to darshan the pasuk. We had a chakire. Allow me remind me the chakire now again, mesuder. Is a din Dar Kinoya. There's no more brothers. We said. Right? In the normal case, a guy dies, there's no brothers. Now, a brother is born in 10 years. So in the Rishonim, it's not Noyam to wait so long, it's not Noyam. Or, she's married already to go out, it's not Noyam. Klar Rabbi Seinu. Klar Rebel Chono. What is the Pshat Darche or Darche Noyam? Be'etzem, he had to be a Yavam. So what if he's born after 10 years? So what if she had to wait? Aber Zayibu. Aber Hashem said, Darche or Darche Noyam. As a esed deicha lo isase, like v'after ayacha kumoicha. As a mitzvah, it's deicha kol avera shabateira. Darchel darchinoyam. Yeah, when you say it, you know, maybe every mitzvah say, you know, it's hard to learn. Darchel darchinoyam. You have to know when you say it. But darchel darchinoyam is do as a din. Comes darchel darchinoyam and says, I don't have to do yibum. It doesn't make sense that a teira will give such a hard mitzvah that I have to wait for 20 years. It doesn't make sense that Hashem will say I'm married and I have to leave my marriage. It just doesn't make sense. So darcheh darchinayim is the new aloche. Other chas v'shalom. Darcheh darchinayim. We do the teira. Yes, good, not good. We do the teira. We don't start to switch because darcheh darchinayim. No, boss. Darcheh darchinayim teaches me how to darshan the posuk. Ve'ben en loy b'shas misa ke'omar. Why? Because if not, it's not a darchinoyam. I bought the moshul when we started this man. We'll bring down again this moshul. Chaschinuch speaks it out very close. It's a aloche, when you have to burn someone, it's chayef sreifa, you open his mouth, and you take hot metal, aver, you melt it, and it falls in and he burns, and he dies. We saw the swing of the vav. Why? It says sreifa. Hashem didn't mean to put him on trees and to burn him. It's also burning. The metal burns him clean inside. So, by us, the Torah told us, Klar b'minchas chinuch, what happens if you're in a city that they ran out of that metal? Now the guy's chayef sreifa. So to put him on a tree, to burn him, or to wait for 2 months till they'll get hold of the metal. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, what is my suffering? Be'etzem, he needs to be burned. How? With a fire, with a tree. V'after Recha Kamoicha, so we do it better. Let's come and talk. But if we can't do it that way, we'll do it the other way. Other name. V'after Recha Kamoicha is teaching me that when Hashem said Tzreife, Hashem means in a nice way. Dachel Dachinoyam means, the Gemara said the same thing, Saif. How we kill someone's Chayim? So we take a knife and we cut off his head. Maybe you chop it. Dachot achinoyam. The Torah doesn't mean to chop a guy with pieces. I mean, they cut off. Again, so the pshat is, so now, saif means a knife. Oh no, be'etzem, you have to kill him. A nicer way to do it. But if you can't do it in a nicer way, savada. I'm not saying, we just only bought that for the mushal for our sugya. What is the gather in our sugya? What is the gather in our sugya? Dachot achinoyam is a din. Be'etzem, zike could be even le'achal misa, even k'shelo yoshvu yachdov, he could have a mitzvah sibu. But Dachot achinoyam says, Sinishayin, lozap. Other night, Dachot achinoyam will teach me that the zike is only b'shas nefila. So now listen very poshut. The Rishonim learn, Dachot achinoyam means, anu aloche. You write that as a zikah, even le'achal nefila. It's a zikah, even if the brother is born after 10 years. Aber, dachet achinoyam, voskim enton, it's not shein. Fregen the Rishonim, you say, I don't need a pasuk, shalaya ba'ilamay. I can learn it out, because it's not nice. After 10 years to go back into the marriage, it's not nice. So the Rishonim, yeah. But I have a different case that it will be nice. When it's new brothers. When it's more brothers, it is nice. So in that case, I need a pasuk lememai shalaya ba'ilamay. You're right, in a case that is known brothers, taka I could learn it out from Dachot achinoyam. But when it's more brothers, I can't learn it out from Dachot achinoyam. I will have to learn it out from the pasuk ki yesh v'achim yachdov. Tesfos learns Dachot achinoyam was melamed me how to learn pshat and mitzvah sibu. While in the case that is no brothers, it's not nice that the yibum will come back later, right? In the case that is no brothers, it's not nice. In the case that is no brothers, it's not nice that the mitzvah yibum will come back. It's nishayin. No, but you can't stop saying. So al kocho d'achinoyam is melamed me that you only do yibum to brothers that are b'shas nefilah. You only do brothers sheyesh v'achim yachdov. If the brothers are not sitting yachdov, it's no mitzvah yibum. So even if you have a case that it's yedar kinayam, it doesn't make a difference. Now the Rishonim learn pshat that be'etzem misvore yibum is even if he's born after 10 years. No, vos nachher d'achinayim, you can't do it. So the Rishonim, you can't do it in most cases. But if it's more brothers, you could do it. So I need the post to give yachdov for the case that it's yes, nice. There, I need the post to give yachdov that you can't do it. This is the Rishonim. Tesis learned that Kinaim is not a new aloche. It's teaching me how to darshan the posuk. Survive in a case that is no brothers. It's not nice that she will wait for 10 years. It's not nice that if she's married, she has to leave. So I learn that Al-Kochoch, the gather of Mitzvah Yibum is, only if he's alive together with him. So now I know that this is the gather of Mitzvah Yibum. So you're right that you could find me a case that it is Darkinayam. Avada, you could find me a case that it is Darkinayam. It doesn't make a difference. But we have to remember this Yesod. I want to be madgishit. Not only we need this Yesod for answering Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. We not only need this Yesod for answering Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. We need it for understanding Tesis's teretz. Tesis has a very, very shvera teretz here, and we'll have to understand what is Tesis's teretz on his kasha. This is the reason we have to be madgish to understand the answer. The Rishonim came with a plan that is more brothers. That plan didn't work for Tesis. For Tesis works something else, Mu'uberes. We have to understand what works for Tesis. Chaim, what is Tesis' answer? But that is more brothers, and in that case it's Yen Noyam, it didn't work for Tesis. Not because of Kuvega, so why it didn't work for Tesis? Because if it's a mute in one case, so even if you find cases that it's Yen Noyam, doesn't make a difference. That's the Yesod of Tesis. The Rishonim learn, you check every case legufoy. But Tesis says, you don't check every case legufoy. If in one case it's not noyam, so I learned that kiyesh v'achim yachdov, they have to have yeshiva ba'olam. Even if I find a case that it's yen noyam. This is the whole of anentesis. This is the whole of anentesis. After we have this claw, I want you to have it claw, we have to understand what is Tesis's term.